At the point when anger and lust are generated, reality is not seen. Rather, an unreal mental projection of extreme badness or extreme goodness is seen, evoking twisted, unrealistic actions. All of this can be avoided by seeing the fuller picture revealed by paying attention to the dependent arising of phenomena, the nexus of causes and conditions from which they arise and in which they exist. Looked at this way, the disadvantages of afflictive emotions are obvious. If you want to be able to perceive the actual situation, you have to quit voluntarily submitting to afflictive emotions, because in each and every field, they obstruct perception of the facts. Viewed from the perspective of lust or anger, for example, the facts are always obscured. Love and compassion also involve strong feelings that can even make you cry with empathy, but they are induced not by exaggeration, but by valid cognition of the plight of sentient beings and the appropriateness of being concerned for their well-being. These feelings rely on insight into how beings suffer in the round of rebirth called cyclic existence. And the depth of these feelings is enhanced through insight into impermanence and emptiness, as will be discussed in chapters 22 and 23. Though it is possible for love and compassion to be influenced by afflictive emotions, true love and compassion are unbiased and devoid of exaggeration, because they are founded on valid cognition of your relationship to others. The perspective of dependent arising is supremely helpful in making sure that you appreciate the wider picture. Dependence upon parts. Dependent arising also refers to the fact that all phenomena, impermanent and permanent, exist in dependence upon their own parts. Everything has parts. A pot, for instance, exists in dependence upon its parts, whether we consider coarse parts, such as the lid, handle, or opening, or subtle parts, such as molecules. Without its essential parts, a pot simply cannot be. It does not exist in the concrete, independent way that it seems to.